Hello and welcome. This file is called the Hypnodrug Experiment Kit. And before you listen to this file, you need 6 different colors of candy. Now this file is designed to work with candy-covered chocolates in red, green, orange, blue, brown and yellow. But if you have different colors or candy in any different colors, you can just write down which color equates to which original color. Now the effects of these hypnodrugs is, the red pill is an aphrodisiac, the green will increase your sensitivity and make any touch very sexual, the orange suppresses the intelligence and confuses you, the blue suppresses your memory and your knowledge, the brown is a muscle relaxant and makes you physically weaker, and the yellow will suppress your will, making it so that any order or suggestion anyone gives you will override your own will, depending on the dose. Now you can take between 1 and 3 of each of those pills, allowing for 4,095 different combinations and different effects. Before you listen to this file, you should set aside a container with the pills you want to be your hypnodrug experiment kit, because only those will have an effect on you, so that you can eat them anywhere else without any risk. Now, if this is something you like to experience and you have your pills ready, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. Letting go. Get ready to go into a deep trance. Make sure you're really comfortable. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point, and in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper. Because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you, or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meter steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time, time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger. How perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors. And then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank. And you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there, weightlessly, in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly. And there's no temperature, because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank. And you are completely sealed in this tank. In darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone, you're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli. How you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes, maybe an hour already. Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void. in this nothingness, you feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away. It's losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Time to give you a new trigger. Actually, time to give you 6 new triggers. 6 new hypnodrugs. And that's right. Something for you to experiment with. Now, before we really begin, I want to make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any time, while you're under the influence of these hypnodrugs, anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, you will find that you instantly and automatically return back to your normal self, so you will be able to deal with the situation at hand. That's right. If anything unexpected happens that could pose a risk to you in any way, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self. Your mind will instantly clear and all the effects will be gone, so that you can deal with the situation at hand and that you can stay safe. And no matter how deeply you are under the effect of the hypnodrugs, your subconscious mind will always look out for you, will always keep you safe, and will instantly revert you back to normal should anything unexpected happen that would be any risk for you. And because you know you will always be safe, it will be even easier for you to enjoy the wonderful effects of these hypnodrugs. That's right. So hello and welcome. I'm Vive, and I'm the spokesperson for CP Brainwashing Solutions. And today I want to talk with you about our newest product, the Hypnodrug Experiment Kit. That's right. If you buy our new Hypnodrug Experiment Kit, you not only get one, but 6 different drugs with different effects. But there's even more. It's not only 6 drugs, but every drug can be applied in 3 different doses, giving you 4,095 different combinations to experiment with. That's right. We designed all these drugs carefully, so the effects will only stay for about 30 minutes. So you can have a lot of time experimenting, trying different combinations for completely different effects. That's right. Now let me give you a quick overview of the 6 different pills before we go into each single one in a little bit more detail. The red pill is a strong aphrodisiac. It will make the victim incredibly aroused, incredibly horny and very, very needy. The green pill, which plays quite well with the red pill, will make the victim incredibly sensitive. With the right dose of these pills, every touch, no matter where on the body, can become nearly orgasmic. The orange pill confuses the victim and makes him easier to control. It doesn't make them forget anything, but coming to conclusions will become incredibly hard for them. Now the blue pill suppresses the intelligence and the knowledge of the victim, and the right dose of the blue pill is enough to turn the victim into a complete bimbo, completely helpless without your help. Now the brown pill is a special muscle relaxant. It will make the victim physically more weak, and it's very cleverly designed, so it limits the victim's maximum strength. And finally, the yellow pill, which suppresses the will. Depending on the dose, the victim will either think everything anyone tells them is an incredibly good idea, or if the dose is high enough, every external suggestion will simply override their will. That's right. As you see, you can have a lot of fun with our experiment kit. Now let's get into each and every one in a little bit more detail and talk about the doses. I'm going to start with the red pill, because it's pretty much straightforward. It's an aphrodisiac. It will make the victim incredibly aroused, incredibly horny, and incredibly needy. That's right. Even though they are incredibly aroused, they will crave any kind of sexual stimulation, be it mental, be it physical. They just need more and more and more. Now, as all of these pills, you can dose from 1 to 3. Everything over 3 won't have any additional effect. If you give the victim 1 pill, you will find that their libido will be massively increased. A 2 pill dose will make them unbelievably horny. They will be barely able to think about anything but being stimulated in any way possible. A 3-pill dose will turn them into a completely sex-crazed nymphomaniac, unable to think about anything but sex, being stimulated, pleasuring themselves, masturbating. That's right. If you experiment with these, keep in mind that, like all SP Brainwashing Solution products, these pills are very highly concentrated and have a strong effect, so start with a single dose. Now, the next pill is the green pill. Its effect is twofold. It not only massively increases the sensitivity of the victim, but it also neurochemically couples it to pleasure, so that every touch anywhere on the body will feel incredibly intense, but also incredibly pleasureful, almost as if the entire skin of the victim becomes an erogenous zone. Like with all our pills, the effects depend mainly on the dose. If you give your victim a single pill, their body will become incredibly sensitive, maybe as if their entire body is as sensitive as their erogenous zones. Their entire skin is one erogenous zone. If you give your victim two of the pills, they will become so sensitive that their entire skin is as sensitive, depending on their gender, the clitoris, or the tip of their penis. Now, if you give them 3 pills, they will become so incredibly sensitive that every single touch, no matter how soft, and even stimulations like blowing air over their skin, will cause near-orgasmic sensations. And as you probably can imagine, if you combine the red and green pills, you can get even more interesting effects. Now, the next two pills have an effect on the intelligence. It's the orange and the blue pill. Let's start with the orange pill. It suppresses the intelligence of the victim. This one doesn't have any effect on their knowledge, but it confuses the victim and affects their ability to draw conclusions. If you give them just one pill, they will be just slightly confused, maybe taking twice as long to draw conclusions, being a bit dazed, being a bit slow. If you get them 2 pills, this effect will be much more pronounced. It will make it incredibly hard for the victim to understand anything but the simplest things, making them really helpless and really easy to control. Now, if you use a 3-pill dose, they will pretty much become a drooling idiot. They will be completely unable, even the simplest of things. The connection of cause and effect of even the simplest actions will be completely over their head, and they won't understand anything around them. That's right. The blue pill, on the other hand, suppresses their intelligence too, but in another way. It will suppress their knowledge and their memories. That's right. A single of the blue pills will create a nice effect because it will be incredibly hard for them to remember anything or to access any of their knowledge, thereby slowing their mental capacities down quite a bit while occupying them, so it's easier for you to control them. Now, a dose of 2 blue pills will force them to pretty much live in the moment, be in the moment, be in the here and now, because they won't be able to remember anything that came before. They will still have some of their knowledge, but they won't really want to think about it. They will just be in the moment and act and do like they want. This, by the way, is a nice combination with one or two of the orange pills, causing the victim to be completely controlled by their impulses, by their desires, by their needs and cravings. Now, a dose of 3 blue pills will completely block off any knowledge and any memories. The victim will be completely blank, and while they can learn new things, or things that are new for them, they won't be able to remember anything that came before they took the pills, turning them into a completely blank slate for you. Now, the last two pills are the brown and the yellow pill. These pills weaken the victim physically and mentally. Now, let's start with the brown pill. The brown pill is a very cleverly designed muscle relaxant. The first effect of these, independent of the dose, is that it makes the victim feel slightly warm, slightly comfortable, lulling them into a state where they are easier to influence. Now, the second effect is a really devious part, because these clever pills limit the maximum strength rather than generally weakening the victim. Now, giving your victim one pill will simply limit their strength to half their usual strength. They can do everything normally, but their strength will just cut off at half their strength. Giving them two pills will limit it to 20% of their usual strength. They will barely be able to walk upright, but that's pretty much all they can do. And three pills will limit them to only 5% of their usual strength. They will barely be able to crawl on all fours, it will be impossible to stand up for them, and it will be completely impossible to put up any resistance to you, leaving them completely at your mercy. And that's right. And the yellow pills, one of my personal favorites by the way, suppress the will. It's a really cleverly designed drug, which, put simply, increases the importance of any outside suggestions over your own thoughts. Now, if you give your victim a single yellow pill, they will perceive anything, any suggestion they get, as the best idea they ever heard. That's right. If you suggest they do something, or if you order them to do something, they will think the idea is the most brilliant idea they ever heard, and they really want to do it. If you give them two of the yellow pills, the effect will be even more pronounced. It will almost be as if it's something they almost have to obey, something that's so prominent that's just echoing back and forth through their head. That's right, every order you give them will simply echo back and forth through their head in a strong voice until they just do it, and it will be almost impossible for them to deny you anything. Now, if you give them three pills, it will be impossible for them to deny you anything, because any order you give them, any suggestion you give them, will instantly simply override their will, and they will just have to do what you order them to do. That's right. And that is the SP Brainwashing Solution Experiment Kit. All of these drugs have been crafted for your mind control needs, and with the modular approach, you have complete control over the effects and can create the cocktail that fits your purposes. In some countries, the colors of the pills have to be slightly different to comply with local laws. If this applies to you, your SP Brainwashing Solution Hypnodrug Experiment Kit will contain a list detailing which of your colors correspond to the original colors. No matter which colors your SP Brainwashing Solutions Experiment Kit pills have, the active ingredients and the effects will be completely identical. Now, thank you for watching, and remember, if you order within the next hour, you get this convenient traveling container for your drugs so you can take them everywhere, and you also get a free I Am Mind Control t-shirt for your victim. Thanks for watching, and I see you next time. Your Vive. That's right. And now that you know what all of these pills will do, and you know you have these pills and you can play with them, but you also know that this will only work with the pills you have in a dedicated container, enabling you to eat the same kind of sweeties anywhere else and from any other source without having the same effects. That's right. So, I hope you're going to have fun with it. Let all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your mind, and get ready to come back. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10, and with each number all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper, and it's time to wake up now. With 1 slowly coming back, 2 more and more awake, 3 more and more alert, 4 coming back further and further, 5 halfway there or so alert, awake, aware, 6 your muscles built up tension again, 7 pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing, and 8, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out, and wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and 9, stretch yourself, enjoy the state for just a moment longer, and with the next number, you open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy, and 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back, As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening to this file and goodbye.